This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump is reaching out to try to make a deal to end a partial government shutdown. AP's Ed Donahue reports said a meeting is possible sometime Wednesday.
On Twitter, President Trump asked, "Let's make a deal." A source tells the AP the president invited House and Senate leaders from both parties to the White House for a briefing on border security. In his tweet, the president said dealing with border security, the wall, and the shutdown wasn't how incoming Nancy Pelosi wants to start her tenure when Democrats take over the House. Democrats in the House want to push through a spending bill without the money President Trump wants for a wall. He is digging in.
Our Border Patrol, our ICE agents, our military, we've done great. But you can never do it perfectly unless you have a wall.
Senate Republicans will not take action without the president's backing.
That is AP's Ed Donahue. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is hinting that the goodwill established with the United States in 2008, I should say in 2018, may not continue into 2019. In his New Year's Day address, Kim said he would be willing to hold another summit with President Trump, but demanded sanctions relief. Most of his New Year's speech focused on the North Korean economy and his desire to improve the lives of its citizens, a task that's nearly impossible if trade with North Korea is severely limited. Right-wing nationalist Jair Bolsonaro has sworn in as Brazil's president Tuesday in a ceremony at Brazil's National Congress building. Addressing a joint session of Congress minutes after taking the oath of office, Bolsonaro, a former army captain and admirer of the country's 1964 to 1985 military dictatorship, vowed to adhere to democratic norms. He said his government would be guided by the promises he made to Brazilian voters fed up with graft, high levels of violent crime, and